You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you're not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the U.S. death toll topping 28,000, President Trump promoted the Thursday announcement as he looks to reopen the economy.
We're going to be announcing guidelines.
The firm stay-at-home orders imposed by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were met with protesters.
We're tired of not being able to buy the things that we need, go to the hairdressers, get our hair done.
Whitmer said medical professionals say COVID-19 stays active on a surface for 3 days. That goes for common areas like ATMs and gas pumps.
One sick person touches it, and a nurse who's going to her shift touches it, and a food worker who's going to the store to stack the shelves touches it. You've just taken out people who are part of the life-sustaining work that needs to be done in a global pandemic. And so everyone's got to do their part.
This is USA Radio News. A U.S. official is calling out China after the AP reported a story about 6 days in January where Chinese officials kept quiet about the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper claims China could have been much more transparent in the early days of the coronavirus outbreak. Esper is saying that China is still suppressing vital information, and he says it inhibited global efforts to get a jump on a search for treatments and a vaccine. Meanwhile, the secretary also says the U.S. military continues to be, in his words, all in doing whatever is necessary to help protect the American people during the pandemic.
Banking and financial services executives at a Trump Council meeting to reopen the economy said that the administration needs to dramatically increase the availability of coronavirus testing before public confidence can return. You're listening to USA Radio News. People are wondering how safe they'll be once the country reopens back up after the COVID peak. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
President Trump says with the federal government's guidance, it's basically in the state's hands as far as when to start reopening each particular state. New poll out from Axios shows that a large percentage of Americans consider common public activities, such as going to the grocery store, shopping, or attending family gatherings, to be at large or moderate risk right now. Dr. Demi Nampfiarpil is an associate professor at the New York School of Medicine and a physician. She tells Fox News we can expect folks to get sick once things do open back up.
Some people will get sick when we start reopening the economy. I mean, I don't think anybody has doubts about that happening. You know, as soon as we have more contact, it's possible that people can get sick. The thing is, we have to do it in a way that makes sense. So whether it's with testing, treatment, or the vaccine, we're going to look at all of these three things to try to minimize the number of people that get sick and the severity of those illnesses. So, you know, I don't think anyone should have the expectation that no one will get sick and we have to wait for that before we open the economy. But at the same time, we want to have as much control as possible over those variables.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
Favorite host.
You know this freedom is anything but free. What we have here depends on those who will fight for what they believe. When we stand together, there's nothing that we can't achieve. This nation of people, standing as one in the name of liberty.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. No, this is not a new intro, but it is one that I typically bring out anytime we're going to do a show that mentions the phrase taxation is theft. This is actually an older intro, but it kind of fits for the show that I usually do every April 15th if it's not on a weekend. We're not going to do the entire show on taxation is theft because it's not actually the filing day this year because of COVID-19. But we are going to point out that, you know, look, I'm just going to be completely honest. This was something that was voted on during World War II, was supposed to be a short-term scenario, has a sunset built into it, and Congress keeps voting to extend it. Have you ever wondered why it is that the federal income tax is actually handled through your employer? It's because it's unconstitutional for the general government, now referred to as the federal government, to levy any direct taxes on its citizenry. So they found a loophole, because it's your employers paying your taxes for you. You're not paying them. Now, you do have to pay in if you owe, which is another reason why I think if we all actually started standing up to the federal government and saying, fuck you, I'm not paying this anymore, I don't think they can make us all, because technically it's not constitutional. Anyway, I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I don't even try to play one on my podcast, so take what I just said with a grain of salt. But I may be a little upset about this, because it's, for those of you that know this, there has been a raise in the works at my day job since last December. It would have been the perfect opportunity with everything that's going on for my job to say, hey, you know what, because everything went sideways, we're not doing that. But I was really, really happy because the raise got approved, and then I got my first paycheck with a raise on it, and by the time they raised the cost of my insurance, thanks Obama, and also threw me into a new tax bracket, I'm getting to keep a quarter of the raise that I was supposed to get in the first place. Because taxation is theft. But yeah, so on the note of taxation is theft, we now have Democratic Congress people, Democratic Congress critters, I guess would be a better name for them, that are screaming that the $1,200 stimulus checks per person one time isn't enough. That every person who is 16 or older that is making less than $133,000 a year should be gifted a cash stipend every month by the federal government for a minimum of 6 months or until such time as the COVID-19 situation is resolved and employment levels return to pre-COVID-19 conditions. Keep in mind, these were records that were being set in the beginning, so there's no guarantee we will ever get back to those levels again. We could, we might, but we also might not. Now, I don't think we'll get to that point. I really don't. For all of you Yang gangers out there, they're like, see, we told you he was onto something and it was a great idea. And these guys even doubled it. So, yeah, no, it's never going to pass. It might pass the House for now. It might. I don't think it's going to pass the Senate. At least I hope it doesn't pass the Senate. Because at this point, the Democrats haven't stopped playing politics long enough to put Americans first anyway. So why should the Senate at this point? Because the Senate already tried to pass something again as soon as everybody else started talking about, oh my God, it's almost out of money. Look, guys, there's a really easy way to fix this. We talked about this a little bit on the last hour. For everyone who is still working, suspend the federal income tax until December 31st of 2020. That puts money immediately back in everybody's pockets. If you want to do some sort of a stipend payment for people that aren't working right now, you've already done that by extending unemployment like crazy. I know people that should be making anywhere from $350 to $500 a week on their unemployment that are making anywhere from $950 to $1,100 a week because of the extra money that's being given out through this stimulus package. $1,100 a week, that's what I make every 2 weeks. Take home. That's crazy. And I'm working my ass off. I know people that are purposely going on furlough just so they can collect unemployment. This is, we are creating the very thing that we have warned people that we were going to become, which is a dependent society upon the government. Because now that people are starting to get the money from the government, it's like that old MTV song. You know, I talked about this with Ordy last hour. Money for nothing. You know, the funny thing about that song is, from the outside looking in, you're looking at it going, those guys don't do anything and they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. These guys have busted their asses in small bars for longer than you ever knew who they were, probably for years. They worked their tail ends off. They've been doing road trips for God knows how long. There's all kinds of work and all these things that you guys think nobody works for to do. But when you have the government handing you money for literally nothing, how are we supposed to get people back off of that again? already asked that question last hour. I'm going to ask it again in case, you know, because we have people that don't necessarily listen to this show that may, that, and vice versa. So that's the question we need to find out. Now that we're going, now that we have people legitimately starting to try to do universal basic income, because let's face it, that's what this is. It's a short-term basis of it, but it is a universal basic income. Once we start that, how is it ever going to be stopped? It's not, because any government program that is ever started is never stopped. Look at the EPA. Look at the IRS. That agency was supposed to be temporary. They're basically stormtroopers. Look at income tax. Again, supposed to be temporary. Gets voted on every time it gets anywhere near the sunset. Congress says, oh no, we can't sunset it. Really? That was a wartime passage. You know, why the fact that even Donald Trump has been using the phrase over and over again, wartime, 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 I'm a wartime president, we're at war with a virus. You know why that scares me? Because you start talking about a war and everybody says, oh, we have to do whatever we can to keep the country going. Even if it means sitting at home. Even if it means taking money from the government. Because we're doing it to make everybody's life safer. And people are buying it. That's the part that scares me, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the fact that it's happening. It's the fact that it's happening and so many people either don't care or don't even seem to notice. Now, there were some good things that happened today that we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But when we come back, we have a new segment. We probably should get that done. Because for those of you who don't know, we are now in a partnership with a good friend of mine, Gene Berardelli, who used to do a show called Behind Enemy Lines. He actually took a segment of his show, reworked it, renamed it, and has made it a YouTube video. And when we come back, not only will we have the results of who won last week's poll of Buffoon of the Week, we will have the new nominees for this week's poll of Buffoon of the Week. And since we are airing this tonight, you still have time to vote. I believe the final votes actually start being tallied tomorrow sometime. So you can actually go to the YouTube channel, preferably when the show is over, and cast your vote there. But this is the America Off the Rails show. I am your host, Rick Robinson. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Chat Lives Matter Day edition of the America Off the Rails show. I am your host, Rick Robinson, also the nightcap here at KLR Radio. So when this one's over, we're done for the night, but make sure you come back tomorrow morning for the Kung Flu Spew with myself and Stacey Lennox right here on KLR Radio, the new morning show brought to you by our ability to telecommute and lying Chinese communists who decided to fuck the world. And we do that thing every Sunday, every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern to 9 a.m. Eastern until such time as I have to report back to work. That being said, it is about that time again, ladies and gentlemen. So first, we're going to announce the winner for last week. So if you're keeping score, last week we had two nominees. Bill de Blasio was voted the Buffoon of the Week by the Buffoon Crew. This week's nominees are as follows, and here we go with the audio of the video that you can find on YouTube here in a bit.
Welcome to Buffoon of the Week, where we comb through last week's news and current events in search of people who said or did something really, really stupid. We then nominate them to win our dubious distinction, and you get to choose the winner by either clicking on the I in the top right corner of the video or leaving a comment in favor of who you thought was the biggest buffoon. Last week, you picked Bill de Blasio to be Buffoon of the Week, and boy, were you ever right. Turns out the buffoonery continued with him saying that schools are going to be closed in New York City, and then Governor Cuomo of New York said, we'll see about that later. But anyways, this week's nominees are the craziest bunch yet. But before we get to them, I want to say thank you to everyone. We totally crushed our unrealistic goal of getting 40 thumbs up in our second video. I knew we could do it. But here's your challenge for this week. Let's see if we can crack the 100 subscriber mark. We're already over 60, and with this awesome community that we are building, 100 should be absolutely no problem. So keep smashing that thumbs up button and keep those subscriptions coming. This past week, there were so many nominees. It's like they're taking this show as a challenge instead of a dishonor. But two stood head and shoulders above the rest, and here they are. This week's first nominee is Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Like every other politician, Lightfoot has been frequently going on TV to remind everyone to keep social distance during the COVID-19 outbreak with her Stay Home, Stay Safe campaign. Reminding everyone to stay at home unless you need essentials, blah 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 blah. You've all heard it for weeks now, I don't need to rehash the details. Anyway, Lightfoot decided that she was above her own rules when she went and visited her hairdresser, who then ended up boasting about it on social media. When asked by the media about her apparent hypocrisy, Lightfoot's response was even more tone-deaf than her actions.
I'm the public face of this city. I'm on national media, and I'm out in the public eye. I'm a person who, I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut. I'm not able to do that myself, so I got a haircut. You want to talk more about that?
Okay, clearly we got it all wrong. She's not doing it for herself. She has to look good for all you people. And this hairdo is the way Lightfoot chooses to roll. So please, while you're being told that you must stay at home no matter what, remember Lori Lightfoot and all the sacrifices she's making for you, because it's obviously hard work looking that good. If you like what you're seeing from Buffoon of the Week, be sure to hit that thumbs up button. Always leave us a comment. We'd love to hear what you think. And definitely subscribe. We're trying to get to 100 so you never miss a show. This week's second nominee is one of the faces of woke Hollywood, Alyssa Milano. Last week, Milano made news in voicing her justification for standing by her friend, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, even after he has been publicly accused of sexual misconduct and assault. You may recall that during the confirmation hearings of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, Milano was front and center in the chorus of people protesting Kavanaugh's nomination. Those protests eventually evolved into the Me Too movement that pushed for everyone to always believe all female accusers, regardless of proof. Now that those same fingers are pointing at Biden, Milano has seemed to have a change of tune.
I've been very vocal for Biden and support for him, and I did do my due diligence because part of it was that Time's Up decided not to take the case. And so I did my work, and I spoke to Time's Up, and I just don't feel comfortable throwing away a decent man that I've known for 15 years in this time of complete chaos without there being a thorough investigation.
Well, looky here, everybody. Now, all of a sudden, when Milano's Democratic friend is accused, men deserve due process. Of course, Milano's woke sisterhood did not appreciate those comments. Her charmed co-star, Rose McGowan, even called her a fraud on Twitter. No word yet on any further mental contortions that Milano plans to perform to twist her way out of this predicament. Hey, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media, so when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube. Well, it certainly looks like you guys have a very tough choice on your hands. But don't worry, we're going to help you out by analyzing each nominee with our trademark pending Sharpton Scale of Buffoonery. It gives you two different measurements. First, it measures how buffoonish a nominee is, and we rank them on a scale from 0 to 100, comparing her to the only known perfect 100 ever recorded, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Then, we calculate the buffoonish magnitude of the action discussed earlier by assigning it a value based on our custom unit of measurement, the Sharpton. So, the bigger the buffoonery, the higher the score. Break out those graphing calculators from high school, because you're going to need them. Under Lori Lightfoot, Chicago has staked its claim to be called the capital of American buffoonery. Between Jussie Smollett and a police chief resigning in disgrace, along with some other more localized buffoonery, Lightfoot really stepped in at this time in comparison. She literally did everything she told her citizenry not to do. Come on, Lori. It's not like it's such a complicated hairdo to upkeep. And then there's the double down, with Lightfoot explaining that she had no choice but to do it for you in order to keep up appearances. This one's a doozy, folks, which is why we rate Lori Lightfoot a score of 72, and her actions get a whopping 83.75 gigasharptons. Speaking of doozies, check out the hypocrisy of Alyssa Milano here. Her comments last week proved that she was never really about the Me Too movement. She was just a political opportunist trying to score cheap political points at the expense of an innocent Brett Kavanaugh. Now, when the shoe's on the other foot, and it's a friend of hers that's accused of sexual misconduct, the rules must change. Milano managed to not only tick off conservatives who call her out on her flip-flop, but she also managed to alienate fellow liberals who see her justification as setting back the Me Too movement that she once championed. This all adds up to a rating of 81 for Milano, and her actions rate an astounding 102.4 gigasharptons. Okay, before we go any further, we have to give a big shout out to our friends at Less Government, More Fun for supporting our ideas for this show. In case you don't know, Less Government, More Fun is all about motivating people to take positive action through encouragement and volunteering and less government reliance. Check them out on Twitter at LessGovMoreFun and pick up a t-shirt or maybe some swag by clicking the link in the description below to check out their store. Whew. Now that we've done the heavy lifting for you, it's time for you to tell us who you got for this week's Buffoon of the Week. Click the I, leave a comment, do whatever you gotta do, but cast your vote now.
All right, folks, there you have it. This week's edition of the Buffoon of the Week, hosted by our good friend Gene Berardelli, who's been a friend of the program. Actually, we've talked about this before. Gene was one of the guys that, in my early days of podcasting and broadcasting, actually was one of the ears and shoulders that kept me going to hundreds of thousands of times that I've thought about quitting all this. Some of you right now are like, for the love of God, why did you listen to the man and why didn't you just quit? Yeah, dude, I know you still listen to the shows. You know who I'm talking to. It's you. I'm not going to mention you by name because you enjoy that, but you know who you are. And it may even be a certain chick that we all know, too. Just saying. All right, so we're going to take the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we've got more news. There's a certain senator in the news who shall remain nameless until after the break who says that the coronavirus isn't China's fault. It isn't the World Health Organization's fault. It is, however, all Trump's fault. And to that, I say this bumper is pretty fitting as my response. We'll be right back.
China is asshole!
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. We are over halfway through, actually, we're getting close to three quarters of the way through of the America Off the Rails show, the Chat Lives Matter edition, and I am your host, Rick Robinson, right here live on KLR and Radio America's podcast network. I'm here pretty much every day that ends in Y. I'm either behind the scenes, producing things, making them all happen. Also, I do tons of mic work. Because of telecommuting, I'm up to 10 hours, 12 hours, 13, 15, 16 hours a week, not counting production. Yeah, I know. My name is Rick Robinson. I am a workaholic. My last meeting was forever ago. But I really enjoy it. And it's, you know, I was joking with Ordy about this last hour, but honestly, for me, this is a lot like therapy, because there are so many things that are going on and just I don't have any other way to explain it. This helps me keep from going insane. Or, I guess I should qualify that, any further insane. But speaking of insane, see, there's a reason I went there, because that's in the business what we call a segue. Senator Murphy, you may know who that is, and if you don't, that's okay. I had to look them up. Says, Trump, not China, not the World Health Organization, but Trump is to blame for U.S. coronavirus crisis. Now, the funny thing is, if you go and you look at the president's presser, not yesterday, but the day before, he gives a complete timeline of everything that they've done from the moment they realized that China lied, and because of China lying, people died, and they started taking steps, like stopping flights to China, stopping flights in and out of China. He was called a racist for doing that. There are so many things that this commander-in-chief has done in weeks that would have taken normally months, even years, to get to the point of the response that we have spun up right now today. We have so many hospital... I want you... Remember, we were told, when all of this started, we were told that we were looking at anywhere between 1 to 2 million dead Americans by the time coronavirus was beaten back down and put back under control. That didn't ever happen. Now, you can blame the models, you can blame whatever, or you can realize that it's probably a combination of the models being completely foobar, which they were. Sorry, Ordean. Sam, not trying to steal your thing. But they were. They were fucked up beyond all recognition. I'll just say it out, because what the hell? We have a disclaimer. But so there's that, and then there's the fact that, you know, because of the overinflated numbers and the astronomical amount of fear that was ginned up by the media, we have our entire economy shut down. Now, I'm not necessarily complaining about that, because there have been some positive things for me that have happened while the economy has been shut down. And I'm not making light of anybody having a bad way and all this. Trust me, that's not what this is about. But I'm one of those folks that life hands me lemons. I'm going to find a way to make lemonade, or if nothing else, I'm going to mix that shit with some vodka and we're going to get drunk. Just saying. But that being said, this moron, Senator Murphy, is claiming that the deaths in America are Donald Trump's fault. If that's the case, I just want to remind you that right now we are sitting at barely a tenth of the maximum, tenth of a percent, or what, one-tenth of the maximum death count that they were expecting. Because remember, they were expecting 1 to 2 million. We are currently sitting at just over 25,000 dead, I think. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm pretty sure that was pretty close from the numbers I saw earlier today. And this guy's like, it's all Donald Trump's fault. The thing about it is, folks, and this is the thing that I've been trying to get across to everybody all the time. Look, you want to slam the president? Look, he's a big boy. He's from New York. He would probably come spit in your face and then kick you in your nuts. He's a big boy. He can handle himself. But when you're openly bashing the president of the United States, what you don't realize is you're bashing all of the people that are working underneath him right now that have done absolutely monumentally Herculean things to put this thing into the perspective that it is right now. We are talking about having so many hospital beds available, because remember when they were shrieking that there were going to be shortages? So we had people building army field hospitals in the middle of public parks. Washington had so many beds available that weren't being used that they just tore down their military medical facility that was built because nobody was using it. And yeah, granted, the numbers were 100 times less than what we thought they were going to be so far, but we still erred on the side of caution. We mobilized in a way that we haven't seen since World War II. We've put more equipment in the places where it needed to go by not doing things the way previous administrations have done it, and basically saying, oh, we're going to ship everything to this warehouse right here, then we're going to move it again. No, we're just directly shipping the stuff that they need. And, you know, for everybody that's screaming about the shortages, there are tons of news stories. And Donald Trump, sitting at a presser, told the media, you need to find out what's going on with this PPE, because we've gone from shipping, from having 30,000 pieces available in certain places to having over 300,000 pieces that should be available in certain places, and they're not getting it. So you need to find out what's happening. There were videos that were leaked of people taking the stuff into the hospitals, going out the back door, loading it onto trucks, and selling it on the black market. somehow that's President Donald Trump's fault. Just like the fact that China lied to us and has been lying to us since November about how bad this virus was and where it came from is all Donald Trump's fault. Every single one of y'all can kiss my ass. Just being honest. Every single one of you can just kiss my ass. I am not a Trump sycophant. I do not give him praise when he doesn't deserve it. But the things that have been done under this administration, some of which are terrifying, I'm not going to lie. But the fact that we had no idea what we were up against, we thought a good portion of our population was going to die before this is over. And he spun up stuff in ways that I have not seen happen before. And y'all are still trashing him. It's not right. This should have been something that brought the entire country together. And it didn't. We still have Democrats playing politics. There are things that Congress is trying to do right now that I wholeheartedly disagree with. When it comes to this, we're going to give people money to try to make sure that they don't fall on their face. I don't like this. But I understand it. The media framing this as a bailout before all the checks started cashing was absolutely asinine, because this isn't a bailout. Nobody's bailing anybody out. This isn't the government stepping in because of bad decision-making. This is the government who stepped in because the government said, hey, you can't do business anymore right now because we have a virus that we don't understand and we're afraid a ton of people are going to die if we keep trying to do business as usual. But now we know that most of the things that the government thought they understood about the virus at the time that we were made aware of its existence were bald-faced fucking lies. We now know that, yes, the virus can live on surfaces for hours and days, but it takes prolonged exposure to become exposed to the virus. So you have to be exposed to it more than once for it to stick. We know this. We're starting to understand this from the testing. And I'm not saying not to take it seriously, but I'm saying with what we know and the fact that we know where the hot zones are, and we know where things are relatively safe, we can start spinning up sectors of our economy again without putting at-risk populations in any further danger. And we know this. And we know this because Cuomo, of all the fucking morons to say this on national TV, Cuomo has been saying it louder and longer than Donald Trump, that there are smart ways that we can spin up our economy, we can do it in stages, we can do it in phases, and we can make sure that people that would still be susceptible to this virus don't get it while we don't have New York's economy at a standstill. Donald Trump says the exact same thing about the entire country, and he's lambasted. And never once has he said, we're going to open the entire economy all at once. It's going to be floodgates. It's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be glorious. We're going to spin everything up all at the same time and watch it all explode. He's never once said that. But as soon as he starts talking about opening the economy again, that's what everybody hears. Oh my God, he's going to flip a switch. We're all going to die. Not how it works. I mean, to use one of my favorite lines of all time.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Because it's really not. Yes, at some point we're going to have to open the economy again. Yes, at some point we're going to have to face the facts that some people might wind up being sick again when we spin up the economy, as we spin it up in stages, and as we spin it up as safely as we can. But we cannot stay shut down forever. Because if we stay shut down forever, we're going to give Democrats more and more excuses to keep shoving money down the American people's throats. And eventually, if they keep shoving enough money down the American people's throats, they're going to start liking it. And at some point, they're not going to want to give the money back anymore. And then good luck ever spinning up the economy again. And we will forever be at the mercy of the United Socialist States of America. Because that is where we're heading right now today if we do not start pumping these brakes like a mofo. We talked about it last hour. We've talked about it this hour. We have Democratic senators and congressmen proposing $2,000 a month to every American citizen. It's funny that they mention citizens, by the way, but we'll get to that in a minute. Every American citizen age 16, or older, making less than $133,000 a year. That is a rather high benchmark, by the way. That's a lot of money. So you're saying I can make $132,999 and I'm going to get an extra $1,200? Dude, I would like be like, what do I have to do just to make sure I'm $1 below the threshold? Just one. Find a way to get me. Just come on. I need that $1. Give me $1 off. Because then I get an extra $24,000 a year until the shit blows over. I mean, come on. You don't think people are going to be abusing the hell out of this stuff? I already know people that are abusing the unemployment money. Because they can. And I'm not necessarily saying there's anything wrong with it, because let's face it, we all pay into the unemployment system anyway. It's why the money exists in the first place. It's there if you need it. But now we have the money that we've all paid for, and now they're taking our tax money and handing it out on top of the money that everybody's all paid into the system for, to give people an extra $600 a week. I barely make $600 a week before taxes. Or I did before this latest raise. For everybody freaking out, I live in Oklahoma. It don't cost very much to live here. Making anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 a year is about like making $50,000 to $75,000 anywhere else in the country. So it's not as bad as I make it sound, because things are cheap here. But it's still, it's a lot of work, especially when you realize how much of your money goes to taxes. It's like my wife and I were talking about something the other day, and she was like looking for a tiller, because, you know, we have a garden because we live out in the country. Actually, it's about half the size of what it used to be. But she was looking at a tiller, and she found one that she could stomach paying for. And then she was like, the one like her neighbor has that she lets me borrow all the time, if we were to get one of those new, that's like $1,100. And she was like, oh my God, that's a lot of money. And then I did the math. I'm like, honey, that's like 2 weeks of our pay. In the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot of money. Actually, if you take all of the income coming into the house, that's about a week's worth of our pay. A little bit less, actually. But that's the thing. Sometimes when I really feel like things are expensive, or sometimes even if I don't feel like they're expensive, I start figuring out how many hours of my pay it would take to pay for this particular item. And that's usually how I talk myself out of buying things. I really think we should find something similar for the government. I think we need to put all of Congress back on waitstaff wages and have them figure out, okay, this thing that I'm about to spend, I'm making, what is waitress pay right, and waitstaff pay right now? What, $275, $325 an hour? I know it's somewhere around there, I just don't remember. So let's let them start doing math that way. If for some reason I have, and that's the other thing, if they pass stupid shit, and we find out they're the ones that authored the bill, and they put all kinds of pork in it, they should have to pay that shit back. Not us. We should be able to call them out and be like, okay, your name's on the bill. This shit got slid in there. You didn't tell us about it. We want that money back. I mean, we need to start treating these people like they work for us, not the other way around. We have created a ruling class in this country, and the fact that we have done that is absolutely terrible. God, I am getting tired. Because we were never supposed to have a ruling class in this country. Was never supposed to be a thing. Never. And yet, here we are. With people now deigning, oh, we're going to give you extra money because you're in trouble. It's not your money to give away, motherfucker. That's mine. I put in for that. You know, here's a really simple, you know, we talked about this earlier. For people that are still working, get rid of the payroll tax. Period. End of sentence. Full stops. Make it all go away. FICA, all of it. Gone. Till the end of the year. When people start saying how much money you're putting back in their pocket, which you're stealing from them in the first place, on January 1st, when you try to flip that switch again, you're going to have riots in D.C., which is why they won't do that, by the way. Because once you see exactly how much they're taking, you would never let them have access to your check ever again. You wouldn't. Because it's a lot of damn money. It's crazy, the amount of money. My wife and I just did our taxes last week. She was complaining because my wife is one of these people that, even though we're married, she does the whole married filing single because she's convinced she needs to have a return at the end of the year. Like, you're doing it wrong. This is supposed to be a zero-sum game, because if it's not, you're giving the federal government a tax-free loan for the year. Well, I just don't want to wind up owing. Look, I'm going to be honest. I'm completely fine with owing. As long as it's not a crazy amount, I'm okay with owing $300, $400, $500, $600 at the end of the year, because that means I got to keep more of my money throughout the year and invest it in whichever ways I needed to, and I can kick them an extra $300, $400, $500, $600 a year if I need to, just to be able to keep more of my money. I would prefer to keep it at zero, but this whole crazy idea that we've come up with that we want $500, $600, $700, $800, $900, $10,000 a year back from our federal tax return is completely insane. Because if that happens, that means you are giving that you are giving the government a tax-free loan for a calendar year, and they're getting to keep your money. What part of that makes sense? And when did that become the benchmark for America? Oh, we're gonna make sure that we get money back from the federal government every year instead of actually having the money to pay our bills. You know, that's the other thing that I've tried to explain to my wife. There have been times when we were broke. I mean, broke. Back when I was self-employed and I was considered a vendor. And I would have clients that'd be like, yeah, you're not getting paid for a month. We're broke. And then my wife's working and she's got the married filing, single rate, blah, blah, blah shit going on. And I'm like, honey, we're not getting paid from these clients for like a month. And then all of a sudden we're $60 short in the bank account and I have to get gas because I still have to go to work. So next thing I know, there's like 5 bounce charges. And I'm like, if you weren't giving them an extra $100 a paycheck in taxes to hold as a loan, we might not have as many bounce fees. Don't yell at me because you're self-employed. That's not my fault. I'm okay. Didn't say it was your fault. But, you know, the whole point of this, you know, I'm sorry. Again, the whole reason the show is titled this is because taxation is theft. This may not be filing day anymore, but taxation is still theft. They are holding your money hostage. And the funniest thing about the day on the way out, and I didn't find this out until later, was finding out that Joy Reid, I believe, is who did it, all of a sudden was basically a libertarian. Now, made the point from a completely anti-Trump standpoint, well, you know, he's just giving you back your money. Well, thanks for pointing out something that we've been saying for the last 10 years, because it is our money. Anyway, ladies and gents, that's going to pretty much do it for this particular episode of the America Off the Rails show. It is April 15th, which would normally be filing day, but thanks to COVID-19, you have an extra, 3 months to deal with your federal taxes. I don't know what your state did. In my state, today's still technically filing day, but yeah, we owe them anyway, so just saying. It's not much, not enough for me to get cranky over, but that's the other thing that really annoys me. How the hell do I pay in so much in federal that I'm getting a refund or a refund back and paying the same amount into the state and y'all want more of my money? Things is broken. That's all I'm going to say. Things is broken. All right, we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys tomorrow morning, but this particular show is over.
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and let...
Don't,
Hey, you guys. I'm getting him. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.